Hey, friends. So this comment was left on the page of a physician who's speaking out against the appointment of RFK Jr. Wait with me. Wait, hang on. Don't go. Don't scroll. We're going to talk about why this comment doesn't make sense to a scientist. So maybe you can see it from our perspective when you start to talk about things like vaccines. All right. So when RFK Jr. wrote a book about vaccines and he was labeled as one of the top vaccine disinformation spreaders, you have to understand it's because he is not bringing data to back up his claims. Scientists work very hard to have repeatable, validatable data, data that we can share with other scientists around the world. They can repeat these things in their populations and the data will match. It matches over and over and over again. Millions of vaccines have been given out and we have millions upon millions of data points. And when we run clinical trials, we get enough data points to be extremely confident in the results across the board, okay? So when RFK Jr. makes claims, the reason he is dismissed is because he does not bring data that refutes prior data. Do you understand? So like, if you drop a ball 600 times and it falls to the earth and you're like, okay, that's gravity, right? And someone says, gravity isn't real. And you say, okay, show me how when you drop a ball or how you do another experiment that is well scientifically validated, that is peer reviewed, that shows me gravity isn't real, that things do not fall towards the earth when you drop them. So that's why he gets dismissed, because he's running around saying, gravity isn't real, and we're all looking at the ball dropping going, well, we look, here it is, it's real. So it's not that it's a different viewpoint, it's not that it's a political opinion, it's that there is no data backing up his statements. And that is why people like me, who are scientists, career scientists, and physicians, are very concerned, because he's running on viewpoints and political talking points. We're handing you the data, and we know this data is sound, okay? So that's what we're worried about, driving our health and human services. Policies that are based on politics and viewpoints and not the data that can be validated, repeated, demonstrated worldwide. All right, I hope that helps. I'll see you guys later.